Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres, live from KeyBank Center. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Hunter McCowan, he's hit by Thompson right off the puck. Blue Jackets get the puck, they got a man in front. Levi with a big stop. Rebound comes out in front, that's blocked by Byram. And the Blue Jackets will keep it in.
Devin Levi right there with your save of the game from your Upstate Honda dealers for all the great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealers today. Devin Levi, 25 saves in the victory. Buffalo winning 6-1 tonight over Columbus as we welcome you back to the press box and the post-game show. Before we get to Paul Hamilton's take, we get to our goal of the game now. It's brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We go early second period. The goal that put the Sabres up for good. The game winner from number 9, Zach Benson.
Now Quinn, far corner. He'll play it up top. Shot from the point. Benson scores! Just off to the side of the net, about a foot outside the blue paint, and Benson gives the Sabres a lead with 14:45 to go in period number 2.
That is Benson from Joki Haru and Quinn on the front doorstep, putting it home, and that put Buffalo up 2-1. Krebs, Cousins, Samuelson, Obey Kubel all scoring before that power on the power play, and the Sabres win it by a 6-1 score. Pittsburgh tomorrow. But the NHL regulars will be off to Germany tomorrow night. So we will obviously be talking more about that. Let's bring Paul Hamilton, though, in here as we put a wrap on this one. Paul, a slower start than what we saw in the first preseason game, but a nice finish for Buffalo.
Yeah, and what we saw basically the last two games are the Buffalo Sabres against the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins and the Buffalo Sabres against the Cleveland Monsters. And now it's going to flip. Yeah. For the next four preseason games, it's going to be the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Ottawa Senators and the Detroit Red Wings and the Columbus Blue Jackets against the Rochester Americans, because 27 guys are going to be off to Europe. They are allowed to take 27. The roster, when it needs to be set, will be 23. But you got to have a third goalie there. I mean, because it's back-to-back games. If you get a goalie hurt Friday, you're not going to get a goalie there by Saturday. So you have to have three goalies with you, and they will. So, it's just going to be a fact of life the Amherst are going to get that opportunity, and they're going to be using their club to play against NHL teams.
Final stats brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. The shots end up 29-26. Paul, it was 13-4 at the end of the first, so the Sabres did flip that around.
And they got outshot, I believe, 14-11 or 13-11 in the second period, but they flipped it around in the third. It's almost like Columbus was playing back-to-backs and they just ran out of gas. It's just, the Sabres finally woke up a little bit. I just don't think this was anywhere as close to, even though the score is about the same. It's where on the other night, more towards the end of the game, the Sabres kind of lost their focus. I didn't think they had their focus to start this game. I thought it was a very poor start. And as Dennis Gilbert said in the first period interview, that, hey, we have a lot of work to do. He wasn't happy with the way they played. And I can guarantee you Lindy Ruff was not either.
I want to talk about the last goal, Paul. A real nice kind of give and go to the net as Lafferty sets up Obe Kubel, and a nice deke too by Obe Kubel right on the doorstep. We know that line looked really good in night one, and they finish off the scoring tonight.
Well, look at the two types of goals they scored. Both have come off breakaways. Why? Because they're fast. They're one of the fastest guys on the team. Malenstein and Kubel, they can fly. And you saw it where Malenstein, you know, created a breakaway for himself, and Lafferty converted on the rebound a couple of nights ago. And then this one where Obe Kubel cuts in from the right circle. He's flying, puts a nice move on and scores. You know, so, you know, that's one of the things, too, is the speed that you see from them. And I think people are going to really enjoy watching this line this year.
6-1, the Sabres win it. Tomorrow they are in Pittsburgh. Paul, just for those that maybe didn't hear it during the game, what's the lineup going to look like here going forward?
It's basically going to be
the Amherst, right?
It's the Amherst.
Yeah.
Any Sky that has any chance of making the Sabres is going to be on the trip. Maybe Roseanne will be around here. I don't think Rusick, Roseanne, and Kulik will all go. So one of those guys will probably still be back here. Murray, the Russian kids on defense, Komarov,
yep.
You've got if he's healthy, Nuchev, as he was out there today. So those are the types of guys you're going to see. Of course, Hellenius, if he doesn't make the trip, and he hasn't been with the big club, you know, so I don't think he'll be making the trip. So Hellenius will be somebody that you will see prominent. Austlin is somebody you're going to see prominent. We'll see if Ryan Johnson goes on the trip or not. He might not. So it's possible you could see him. So Novikov, the big defenseman. So those are the guys that you're going to be seeing.
That's a 7 o'clock puck drop, and that'll be tomorrow. If you're listening in Buffalo on the Bet 1520 tonight, it'll be back on our normal flagship WGR 550 tomorrow. That's our preview of the next game, and the Steve Foley Law pregame show will be with you at 6:45 coming your way on Tuesday for that game in Pittsburgh. If you are one of the people in attendance tonight, and if you're on your drive home listening to our postgame, we appreciate it. Your drive home from the game brought to you by Paddock Chevrolet with you for the extra mile. I guess maybe there could have been some people, Paul, that went from this game here. Maybe they left at some point after two or during the third and are on their way or have made it to Highmark Stadium for the Bills game.
Absolutely. You know, if you left like at 7 o'clock or 6:45, there's not going to be traffic.
Right.
So you're going to fly right in there wherever your parking might be, because now you have to have a parking pass to be able to park. So, yeah, I'm sure there were people that did that.
Speaking of the Bills, they're just underway. They've just got the ball to open the game. No score, just opening minutes here, Jacksonville and Buffalo again.
I told you we're not going to talk about the football game.
That's all I was going to give. They have the ball to start the game. No score.
You never listen to me.
I have to do it, Paul,
I'm
because
I'm going to watch the Columbus Sliders here in a pickleball game.
I see you're watching that on the monitor.
Against the New York Hustlers.
You noticed the other monitor for the Bills game, I turned away from you. I was being very courteous.
Hustlers lead 6-5.
That's right. Our scores from around the Bills, Jags, and the Hertz MLP New York City pickleball tournament.
I didn't know they had a pick. Is this a pro league? Looks like it might be a pro league.
I don't know. It looks fun. I like pickleball. Have you ever played it?
I have not. It's fun. You'll have to take me to play sometime.
All right, we'll do that.
You'll never do it.
Scores brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. All right, Paul. Well, for those that at least like scoring, again, we put it in perspective of who they're playing against lineup-wise, but 7 goals and 6 goals, and a lot of things that the Sabres maybe didn't do a good enough job with last year, power play, driving to the net, willing to win battles, that's how these goals are coming.
They are, and that's a good thing. I didn't think they were battling hard enough in the first period, but as this game went on, I thought the battle got better, and that's why they scored goals in the third period, because they were winning the battles. They were out-hustling the Blue Jackets. They were winning the battles in the corner. They were using some speed and making some plays, and they were going to the net and had people around the net. And that's why all of a sudden a 2-1, 3-1 game became a 6-1 game.
Paul, thanks for your work tonight. We'll talk tomorrow with the Sabres in Pittsburgh.
Sounds good.
All right, 6-1 the final here. Sabres improved to 2-0 with their win over Columbus. And then, again, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in Pittsburgh, we'll have it for you. Dan and Rob, of course, will have the play-by-play. All right, that'll put a wrap on our post-game show here from KeyBank Center. Thanks to Evan and Dan back in our Amherst studios. Want to thank Tom Maddy, our engineer. For Dan and Rob on the call and Paul Hamilton, I'm Brian Colziel. Final score again, Sabres 6, Blue Jackets 1. We'll talk to you tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Sabres and Penguins on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.